Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of A Conscious Cool Chic Radio with Molly McCord, where we talk about the energies of right now and what is happening out there in the cosmos that is affecting us right here in our human suits. Thank you for joining me. If you are new to the program, you can find more about my offerings at my website, ConsciousCoolChic.com. That's actually just one of my websites. That's where you'll find my books and more about astrology as well as astrology sessions, and you'll find more about some of my spiritual teachings. I did just upload some of my original episodes to YouTube. And so on YouTube, under this new, I created a new channel, Conscious Cool Chic, it has various spiritual topics that I originally spoke about starting back in 2012. So between 2012 and 2006, I taught about, so many topics on this show. Forgiveness, spiritual growth, soulmates, pioneering your path, consciousness topics, on and on and on. And I had to switch to only focusing on astrology because of my schedule, my time, etc. But I didn't want those shows or that information to get lost. So I figured out a way, finally, to put them on YouTube. So check that out, because I hope that that information can really help you where you are right now. It's pretty timeless. Such as, you know, forgiveness, right? How universal is forgiveness? So that is something I've been working on, and I'm excited to get that out there for you. The other thing I wanted to share with you is that I am offering a special right now on astrology sessions only through this month, November. You can find out more about that if you go to the ConsciousCoolChic.com under astrology on the top nav bar. Click current astrology special and you'll see it. So if I can help you on a more personal level, please let me know and we can get something set up. So today and into the week ahead, we are going to look at how we are really being asked to let something go. And as I say that, I even feel this giant exhale, like, okay, just exhale out something. That's because the energies right now are asking us to look at everything we've been through since August. August was a big month. It was a huge month. It was when we had these eclipses that were affecting so many of us personally, especially those of us in North America, since the eclipses were over the North American continent. And we had something change or come to our awareness. We had some maybe breakthroughs, unexpected developments. You know, everyone had something because it was a really big time. And so since then, 3 months, we've been working through something, right? Something's been maybe really big for you. It's been intense. It's been challenging. It's been hard. Maybe it has been deeply emotional, deeply personal. It's something that you thought was done and over. It's something that pushed you into more of what you're ready to heal and to find a new awareness around it, to grow from it, to heal it, and ultimately be done with it. So this week especially, it is like we're getting this giant cosmic push to be done with it. And that's really because of the new moon that's coming up on November 18th. This new moon is at 26 degrees of Scorpio, and it is going to make what's called a square to the energies of August, to that eclipse on August 21st. So, last night, I couldn't sleep last night. I just was feeling all these big energies. It was a restless, tough night. And I felt like it was because of these big shifts that are coming through for us that are meant to be supportive, but it might not feel that way at first. And that what I kept hearing was that there's a part of us that is just saying, enough, right? Enough. I'm done with this issue. I'm done with this problem. I'm done feeling this way. I'm done with this relationship. I'm done with the situation. I mean, whatever it might be for you, we're at this point where we feel that enough, 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 enough. And that is what this new moon is asking us to trust. Trust that part of you that's saying, enough. I don't want to deal with this anymore. I don't want to be a part of this. I don't want to feel this way anymore. I don't want to experience this again and again, right? You're making this, it's like this strong declaration that you're really complete with something. And it could be at a very deep level. And I believe that you just know what that is. You just have a feeling that you know what it is, even if, you know, it isn't something you can put into words, but it's just that sense of, no, I know what I'm done with. And that's really important right now to honor this. Because the Scorpio energy, which we've had a lot of, asks us to go deep. We go deep into our feelings. We go deep into kind of these nooks and crannies of ourselves that we maybe didn't know were there. We go into our egos. We go into our soul energy. We go into our shadow energy. And that's so perfect. We have to do this. In order to learn to grow, we have to go into these deeper parts to get to what's really happening underneath the surface. And because the energies are moving so fast right now, it's sped up, you've probably accelerated through learning something faster than you realize. Now, when we're in pain, when we're healing, when we're hurt, it doesn't feel that way because we're feeling it, but we're being propelled forward in a way where we're not really lingering. And that's one of the beauties of discomfort, is that you say, you know what, this is so uncomfortable that I don't even want this anymore. I don't even want to feel this way anymore. Again, it's that enough where you just declare, I really feel I'm good with what I've learned, how I've healed, and I'm ready to let this go and be complete for me. And that's what Scorpio does. It purges us. We purge emotionally. We can cry so many tears with Scorpio. If you connect with me on Instagram, I just posted one of these, oh, I thought it was hilarious, this cartoon graphic that says, you know, how to know you're on your spiritual journey. Lie down, try not to cry, cry a lot. It's like that's what we do, right? We just cry it out to get rid of things because it affects us so deeply. So if you've had a lot of tears, understand how those are just part of the healing experience and don't judge yourself for it. And in fact, it's right on time because Scorpio is about getting these deeper emotions and feelings up and out, up and out. So we're coming up to this new moon in Scorpio on November 18th. Now, we've already had Mercury in Scorpio. We now have Jupiter in Scorpio. Sun is in Scorpio. The Venus has been in Scorpio. Now the Sun and the Moon come together in Scorpio. So it's kind of been this marathon of different energies in Scorpio really asking us that we have to look at something. We have to deal with it. We have to be in it. And yet we're meant to also transform it. And the new moon is asking us to do that. This new moon, it happens at 26 degrees Scorpio, and it trines Chiron at 24 degrees. Now, this pertains to that thing I was talking about even the past few weeks of the three layers of wounding, that thing that just feels so deep in you. It, you know, cuts to your heart. It's like it stabs the heart and you just bleed. It's that kind of feeling. And this new moon comes through and says, you are so supported now in taking this energy forward. And because of that, because of your willingness and ability to do that, you're going to see something in a different way. You're going to see it on a deeper level. You could feel that it's really been purged from you, you know, that it's really been just taken out. You know, it's just something that's been released. I do feel it is an active energy, meaning you have to intentionally work with it. It's not just a passive thing. It's something that you have to really declare and say, I'm really, truly done with this. So on this new moon, on November 18th, it would be beautiful to do something that honors what you have been working with since August, what you are done with, where you feel that sense of, you know, you've gotten to the core of it, you've gotten undercover, you've been in those emotional depths, and you've really felt it, and you're ready for the new understanding and to invite in that new wisdom. Scorpio brings us wisdom because we've been on something intense. We've been on a journey with it, the emotional part of it. And you're not just meant to feel like you're drowning in it. You're meant to be that phoenix rising from the ashes. So if you feel like you've been in the ashes, you're going to rise here with this new moon. And I feel like, again, you do need to connect with it, okay? The other thing about a new moon is that when the sun and the moon are conjunct, the darkest time in the sky, the full moon is when it's the brightest time in the sky. So a new moon is the darkest time in the sky, when we're just meant to be in an energy. It's a very internal experience. It's personal. It's meditative. And so if you can be with yourself and look at what you've been learning or what's been really hard and challenging and just honor that in yourself, it's going to move it through faster. Now, we're going to have Mars entering Scorpio in December. And when he comes through Scorpio, he's the last planet who's going to be moving through here. I feel him as a sweeper. Like he's going to come through and get things moving. You know, like if you haven't vacuumed in a while and then the vacuum cleaner comes in and it just grabs everything that needs to be cleaned up and picked up, I feel like that's what Mars is going to do. There's going to be an acceleration. So we're doing a lot of the work now. And then later in December, when Mars comes into Scorpio and covers the same territory, he's going to really pick it up. And he also brings in our ego energy, which can be a good thing. The healthy ego is good. We need to have a healthy ego. That's our sense of self. And it's where you're going to feel powerful. So it's almost like in a month, when Mars is here, you're going to start to feel a new sense of power around what you learned, what you slayed, if you will, those dragons you slayed, and you're going to get that sense of, yeah, I did it. I went through this, and it really was hard, and yet I'm over it in a lot of ways. And you can feel the momentum. The momentum comes. So that's a little bit of how this is meant to progress forward for you. Now, that being said, I want to talk about Mercury right now. Because Mercury is in Sagittarius, and Mercury is going to be retrograde most of December. So I'm giving you a heads up here. Mercury stations retrograde on December 3rd at 29 degrees of Sagittarius, the very last degree of Sagittarius, which is also conjunct the galactic center. The galactic center is where our universe, our little place here in the cosmos, connects with the Milky Way. It's where we connect with the bigger energies, the things that, you know, it's almost like it blows your human mind. It's more an energy to understand, okay? It's more an energy of, you know, we're just these tiny specks in the world, in the galaxy, and we're tiny specks that connect to bigger specks. So when a planet goes across the galactic center, it activates more of how you're learning, growing, and experiencing energetically and on a soul level, okay? So it's big stuff. The galactic center is meant to be a place of receiving greater knowingness about yourself, about your journey. It brings in breakthroughs. It brings in new understandings. Because it's in Sagittarius, it's understanding things from that higher perspective. So if you look at what you have been learning, you're going to probably get some more intel and information throughout December. And what's going to happen is that Mercury will station retrograde at 29 degrees of Sagittarius and go in reverse, as we call it, until December 23rd. December 23rd, right before Christmas, if you celebrate Christmas. And that degree where it stops again is at 13 degrees. So Mercury is going to be traveling between 13 degrees and 29 degrees three times. And guess what? Today, November 15th, he's now at 13 degrees. So starting today, going forward through the rest of November and into December, whatever pops up now, you're going to be reviewing it and working with it until, I would say, the first 2 weeks of January, because that's when Mercury then clears the shadow. So that's your heads up on how to plan. And what this means is that for our holiday season, expect changes. Expect that, you know, the holiday party details are going to change. Maybe the venue changes, the start time changes. Get your holiday cards sent early. Order your holiday gifts early, because Mercury retrograde, well, that affects FedEx, DHL, UPS, the post office. Those are all of our Mercurial delivery systems. It affects weather, transportation, planes, delays. It could be that you overthink someone's gift and you wonder, oh, I should have got them this instead of this. It just activates our mind. But in a way, because it's in Sagittarius, it brings up more questions. Because Sagittarius is a seeker, and it goes out and it wants to know the answers and tell me more and what can I learn from this and what are the other possibilities. So it's quite dynamic, but it's not very stable. And so you could feel that this holiday season, it just feels like there's a lot in the air. What can I count on? What's reliable? And you know, the answer to that is in finding the simple blessings and what you're grateful for, regardless of anything. More than ever, I feel like this is a year where we're going to really have to detach and just be, you know, cool and go with the flow more than ever. So Mercury retrograde energy starts now. It starts now. And you can get the gifts done early, get the presents wrapped, get the cards sent, get your plans figured out, and then know that it's probably going to change. And so, you know, you're forewarned, and then you can be prepared. Now, the other thing that's important about this Mercury retrograde is that it's in Sagittarius, and it's covering the territory that Saturn has been covering since 2014. So somewhere in your chart, Saturn in Sagittarius has been bringing you lessons, perhaps challenges, greater responsibilities for you to really master and to look at the structures in your life and the foundations in your life that support your long-term growth. Where do you want to go long-term? Maybe you've gotten some understanding about that. Maybe you've had some inspirations. You know, like, for example, you realize you really want to travel to certain countries, maybe in the next 5 years, the next 10 years. Maybe you've come to understand how spirituality is a structure in your life and how it supports you and how it's something that you really can rely on and count on. Maybe you've come into opinions that are very different than yours, and you've been able to detach and be in a place of observation and growing from listening to those other people and their opinions. So there's all this stuff that comes up with Saturn in Sagittarius, and Mercury is now covering those tracks. And when Mercury covers those tracks, we talk about it more. Mercury is a sign of communication, information, and conversations. And so you look at maybe something that happened within the past few years and you see it differently, or you want to talk about it. Like enough time has passed that, you know, something that happened in 2015, you're looking at it in a new way, in a higher way, and you want to maybe either talk about it with someone or just think about it and grow from it. So this Mercury transit here throughout now into January is asking us to get clear about what we've been learning with these Saturn lessons, where we had to trust timing, where we had to take the solid steps, where we couldn't rush something. And Mercury, well, he likes to rush and he wants to go fast, and he is the messenger. He's all about speed. But it's all now it's the speed in our heads. And you could just have these breakthroughs of, oh wow, that's what that was, or that's what I was learning, or I didn't realize at the time, but this is what I see now. So it also can bring up things from late 2014. Until now, that maybe were hiding somewhere in your brain, and you thought they were, you know, over and done, and then a memory pops up, or a reminder comes in, or someone comes back around who's Saturn in your life, and you have to talk about it or work it out. Saturn is often an older energy. It's a mature energy. It's often associated with a masculine, an older male energy, the father, an authority figure, someone who's very much in charge, an adult, you know, capital A adult. And so that can show up through many different forms of people, but that's the archetype. So you can come up with this whole understanding of what you've been learning. Mercury is going to conjunct Saturn as well. Let me get the date on that. And when that happens, our minds get serious. We really kind of focus in on what we were learning, what the details are, what was that about? It's a time when you cut out what's frivolous and you look at the facts. You look at what's real. You look at what was said. You look at what was done. And so Mercury will be conjunct Saturn at the end of November at 27 degrees. And that's actually on the 28th and 29th of November. So that adds a serious energy and a sense of, okay, did I get that lesson? And then because Mercury goes retrograde, there will be another conjunction with Saturn at 28 degrees, December 6th and 7th. So we're going to have some seriousness here about, our commitments and our path forward. Also, looking at clarity, because Saturn brings us clarity. It's like if you cut out everything that's extra and that doesn't really matter to you, at the end of the day, what does matter to you? So I like to give you that heads up because I think that the holidays, I mean, I feel like December has a seriousness to it, and I don't mean somber. I mean a sense of things get real, something real. It just has that sense of what really matters to me in my life. And maybe you've been through drama, maybe you've been through heartache, we've been through healing, but it's just like coming back to what matters to you in the long run And what are you doing about it now? You know, how are you really owning that now? So the rest of this week, it kind of sets up that energy because of Mercury being in that zone of what his retrograde is going to be. Mars in Libra is going to make that tense square with Pluto in Capricorn. This is usually really impulsive. It's angry. It acts. You know, it's taking a big action, a big demonstration of some sort. This happens at 17 degrees of Libra and 17 degrees of Capricorn, and it's exact on Sunday the 19th and Monday the 20th. So right after the new moon, there's movement, but it can be angry movement because Mars wants to – it's interesting because Mars actually doesn't want to act. Mars in Libra is conversation, diplomacy, which is uncomfortable for Mars. And then Capricorn is saying, well, it's going to – or Pluto in Capricorn is saying it's going to be like this. We're not going to talk about anything. This is what it is. So there's this, will you come to the table? And there's, no, I'm not going to come to the table. I'm going to do what I need to do, take care of business. So that's at the beginning of next week, the 19th and 20th. And just keep an eye on that in your own world. It's good to table something if it comes up, if something gets triggered. Just table the conversation. Come back to it later in the week if you can. And know that it might take some talking it through more than normal. Our girl Venus, well, she's still moving through Scorpio, and she just had a lovely conjunction with Jupiter earlier this week. And now she's going to move through Scorpio pretty fast. She's going to be in Sagittarius by December. But this is about looking at your finances, really, and how you spend money. Because Venus in Scorpio, she wants to spend. That's where she feels powerful. She wants to buy things, but she wants to spend things so she can overspend. So keep an eye on that. She can also be great at making money when she has a really strong sense of value and her own self-worth. I feel this coming up now as looking at perhaps if you feel any jealousy of other women. Venus in Scorpio can do things behind the scenes, and she keeps it hidden. She keeps her emotions hidden, but what's under the surface can be some discomfort. So just be honest with yourself about how you feel. That's really one of the gifts of Venus in Scorpio is, well, this is what I really feel at my core. This is what's really coming up for me. Don't ignore it. Just own it, and you'll actually move through it sooner if you feel anger, resentment, jealousy, any of those lower things that can come up that we all experience. You just want to be sure that you're working with it consciously. So we're moving into the end of this year, and I think we're going to have a nice little wrap it up period as we get into December. And so what we have to keep doing here is just being really honest with what we're done with, right? Where you're saying enough, enough, enough. And allowing yourself to let something be complete so that you can move forward and set yourself free. To set yourself free from the turmoil, intensity, depths. Because once you've learned from it, you're good to go. Once you've learned and gotten that deeper nugget of gold, you're free. So I hope that you feel supported in that with this upcoming new moon on November 18th. Take some time to be with yourself, to love and honor what you feel, what you've learned, how you've grown, and I think you're going to feel that this moves through you even faster and that you'll feel like, you know, everything that you went through at least had meaning and it showed you something you really needed to know. I will see you back here next Wednesday for our next live show. Thank you so much for joining me. You can listen to any of these previous episodes at any time on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. And remember, you can also find them on YouTube now. You can find some of my previous teachings on YouTube under Conscious Cool Chic. Thank you so much, my friends, and I will see you right back here next week. Namaste, and take good care. Bye-bye.